You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, bringing you some great gospel music. That's right here where we celebrate Women History Month. That's right at the Cobalt Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. You know, the Gospel Train leaves out. That's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM station. And, of course, you can always remember to log on during the week to DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, stay with us. We have a great show planned for you today as we, of course, bring you a moment of a woman in history with an interview with Kenya, who plays the role of Toni Stone in the play at the Aurora Fox Theater that's coming up March 10th. Through April 2nd. So I want you to keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train as, of course, Pastor Luther Barnes, Ricky Dillard, Isabel David, and a taste of Daryl, the late, great Daryl Coley, gets our train rolling down the track, coming to you, of course, with a blessing.
I am so satisfied with Room for me, come on, his presence and glory, yes, to I am Kenya Mahogany Fasha, and I'm playing the role of Tony Stone in Tony Stone at Royal Fox. You are riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker with KUVO.
Hello, Kenya. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ms. Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. It's such an honor and a pleasure to speak with you because you are playing a fabulous role, this Tony Stone, as we celebrate Women History Month. It's going to be at the Royal Fox Theater. That's 9900 East Colfax Avenue. And you can always get your tickets at 303-739-1970 or go to theaurorafox.com for more information. So that's March 10th, the next week through April 2nd. So I want you to give me a little background of you playing this role. I mean, tell me all about it.
Sure. Absolutely. So Toni Stone was the first woman to play Major League Baseball in the Negro Leagues with an all-male team. She was very much someone who broke barriers, who fought against a lot of oppression, her being a Black woman in those times, and then her being a woman on an all-male team. So she faced racism and sexism and just being discriminated against, and she persevered through all of that and still came out on top as one of the best women baseball players in the Negro League. She was even a lot better than a lot of the men that played on the team, and that's why she faced a lot of attacks and just a lot of just oppression with the men on the team. But Toni Stone was a remarkable woman, and she was very gifted and talented in all sports, not just baseball. And it's just an honor to be able to portray such an amazing, remarkable woman in history that I feel like has been kind of brushed under the rug, and a lot of people didn't know who she was and, her background. So I think it's amazing that she's been brought to the forefront, and her play is being debuted, and her life is being debuted on stage.
This is miraculous. I think it's wonderful that so you being the star of this particular play, how did this evolve with you and the director, what is it, Kenny Morton?
So there is an audition process. Everybody comes out to audition, and I came out and auditioned for Toni Stone. I think there was a few other women that auditioned, and I guess I was just the best one out of the audition, just kind of got the role and got the part. Did a lot of studying on the role. If you ever seen A League of Their Own, that is a very much mirror image of what it was like for women in baseball. So that was something that I did to study to get in character for the role. But, yeah, it was just an audition, and I guess, I was the best one for the job. So it was a great, great, great opportunity. So I'm grateful.
Great. Congratulations. So give us a background of you and your acting career and what has brought you to this point in your career.
Absolutely. So I am a Renaissance woman, I would say that. So I do a little bit of everything. I am a spoken word artist. I am a playwright. I am a producer. I'm an actress and musician. So over my years, I've done a lot of playwriting and a lot of spoken word poetry. And the reason why is because I wanted to see myself as a Black woman reflected and represented in a much positive light. So I started writing, started a company called 5280 Artist Co-op with Stephanie Hancock and Adrienne Martin Fullwood. Those two ladies are amazingly talented women. So we kind of connected and started this co-op, artist co-op, to bring theater, poetry, music, and dance in our community to life on stage. So that was something that lasted for about 6 to 7 years, and we've won awards for our plays and all that. So it's something that is just a passion inside of me. So I continue to go out and audition and look for shows that I can be a part of, or shows that I can even, help direct or write for. So that's something that I pursue.
Well, thank you so much. Much success in your career, because it seems like you got a lot going on, and you're working with some amazing other ladies. So tell me, what is it that you can say to others in this community, or as you speak to the community, that will really inspire them as women, or as you play this role and you stand, that you can really, really inspire them to do great things?
Well, a model that I live by is, as a creator, I feel like we are created by the creator to create. And so with this play, it's telling a story, and it's doing it in a very creative way. And I know that it's inspiring for a lot of young Black women who love the game of baseball or who just love sports in general and have been kind of stereotyped or ridiculed for loving this game. So I think this is something that everyone should see, but especially young Black women, to see that it is possible to be able to live your dreams full out, no matter what anyone says.
Praise God. Thank you so much for that. That inspired me. I'm not young, yay, but that was
well,
great.
All women. It inspires all women, too. So.
Right. Great. Thank you so much. Well, we are going to be there. That is March 10th through the April 2nd. I'm going to be there on opening night, I'm telling you.
Yay.
And that's the Tony Stone play, right? It is a musical. Is it a musical,
yes,
or a play?
Just a play.
Okay, a play. That's right. It's going to be at the Aurora Fox Theater. That's 9900 East Colfax Avenue in Aurora. Tickets are on sale. It's 303-739-1970. Let them know that you heard it right here on the Gospel Train. Let them know that you have the word baseball going in your favor. And Kenya, God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm going to be there on the 10th to watch you. That's right. We're going to be there. And we're going to get people out to come get you. Thank you so much for listening. You remember, you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train. That was our interview with Kenya. She's such a blessing to each and every one of us. And that's the Tony Stone story that we want you to come out. That's March 10th through the 2nd at the Aurora Fox Theater. We want you to be there. Give them a call at 303-739-1970 or log on to the Aurora Fox .org. And of course, find out more information and tell them that the Gospel Train sent you, right? And tell them, hey, baseball is the key word with the Gospel Train. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you. I do want to remind you that we do have Linda Theus Lee, who's going to tell us all about. She's going to be at the Longtree Performing Arts Center, and her show is it's going to be an afternoon show, Lena, Nina, and Me, featuring her, 1:30 to 3 o'clock. And I hope that each and every one of you can give her some support, because we're going to have her on as well, giving us more information. You can give them a call at 303-880-6338. And, of course, give her some support. We want to support all of our local artists. Her show is March 15th. That's a Wednesday from 1:30 to 3 o'clock. So we definitely want you to come. Also, if you want to support some youth, the annual Youth Symposium, of course, sponsored by the Sigma Gamma Rho sorority organization. For more information, that's going to be March 11th from 10:30 to 1:30. So, you know, get those youth out there. And you can go on the SGRHM1922.org, log on and find out more information. I do want to remind you that, of course, our boy Ron Ivory and the Miles Apart Band is going to be doing their Motown Legend featuring Linda Styles, Henry Hudson, and Michael Johnson. We definitely want you to always give them some support. They're going to be at the Clock Tower Cabaret. Give them a call at 303-293-0075 for more information. Doors open at 7 o'clock. That's March 26th, so you do have some time if you want to get back to that old Motown mood. He'll put you definitely there. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
Support for Kuvo comes from Ballesteri Vineyards, home to Kuvo's signature fundraising event, Live at the Vineyards. Wines traditionally handcrafted, made naturally without sulfites. A full-service event center.
Escape to Kuvo Jazz, anytime, any place, with the Kuvo app or at kuvo.org.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Myself.
I surrender to you.
Yeah.
So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time.
Yeah.
But I'll trust.
It's not easy.
Lord, it's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life
makes you seem so far away. Can make it.
Through the tears and the pain.
Thank you, Jesus.
Through the heartache and rain, I'll trust you.
Oh God, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe. Happened to me 10 years ago. Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one loves like you do.
But it's the thoughts in my mind. I wonder how I will make it.
I will make it through.
Oh God, but I trust you. Sometimes the pain in my life, oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you.
I need to know you're here.
Through the tears.
Through the tears and the pain. Through the heartache and rain.
Anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry.
Through the heartache and rain.
Come on, take it out through the tears. Oh, that's right, through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, while you take it up. Some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you. Yeah. Come on, by your side. I trust you.
Give you peace when the storm is raging. I'll be your light when the road. seems dim. I have the power. Just put your trust.
Oh, you're locked to the rest of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. That's none other than the Staples Singers. Remind us to respect yourself, because then others can respect you. Okay, and of course, we open the set with James Fortune with I Trust You, and Ruth LaAntra with In My Name. I do want to remind you that, you know, God is on the throne always. Instead of focusing on how big your problems are, focus on how big your God is. He is everything you need. He is the great I Am, and He is the one leading and guiding you into victory in every area of your life. So go with God in all of your ways. Here's none other than the group Fire. And then we have a little Dietrich Hatton. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Teatro presents the mythical fantasy, El Espíritu Natural, The Spirit of Nature, on March 9th through the 26th. Separate plays written by Su Teatro's Executive Artistic Director, Anthony J. Garcia. For tickets and more, suteatro.org.
KUVO is celebrating women in music this Women's History Month.
Pianist, vocalist, and composer Dawn Clement has established herself as one of the most sought-after musicians working today. With her joyful presence, consummate technique, and distinctive sound, Clement has gained the attention and respect of musicians, critics, and fans throughout the U.S. and abroad. Dawn has been hailed as the, quote, Wonder Woman of Seattle. Downbeat says, quote, the revelation is Dawn Clement's piano, always ready with the lyricism or structure the moment needs.
Celebrate the women in your life for Women's History Month with KUVO Jazz.
Discover with us on New Music Mondays. Dance with us on Canción Mexicana. Take a trip with us with Brazilian Fantasy, KUVO Jazz, and so much more.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. I do want to remind you, that's Toni Stone. She's going to be, that's right, that play is going on March 10th through April 2nd at the Aurora Fox Theater, 9900 East Colfax Avenue in Aurora. Give them a call, 303-739-1970. Or log on to the aurorafox.org. You want to see this. I'm telling you, I'm going opening night on the 10th because that's a special night. And I'm going to tell you all about it. But I'm telling you, you need to go and celebrate all the great women that we have and that you might not have known about. And remember, tell them that you heard it on the Gospel Train and say, hey, they just told me to say baseball. That's what they told me to say. And you'll get a little special little gift there. Anyway, also, this week is going to be a great, great week because a lot's going on because everything is happening. You have the Youth Symposium. That's the Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority. That's March 11th from 10:30 to 1:30. You can always log on to sgrho1922.org to find out more information. And, of course, next week we're going to have Linda Theus Lee, who's going to be at the Long Tree, talking about Lena, Nina, and Me. That's right, those great artists. We're going to tell you all about that next week. Stay with us. I got more great gospel music coming to you. Here's none other than Kenny Lewis with Victory. We got a little Thai tribute coming to you and a little special treat. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
How many people got the victory tonight? Come on, don't fool me. How many really got the victory?
Love you and we bless you today. You are my joy. Pastor King, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus. You were there.
You were there. Oh, my, to wrap your arms around me.
Me.
Thank
me.
You, Jesus.
Me.
When my nights were cold
and lonely. When I needed shelter.
When I needed shelter.
When I needed shelter
from the rain.
Shelter from the rain.
All I had to do was call.
Just call. call your name. And you never let me down, Jesus.
Never let me down.
Thank you, Lord. You're always there.
You're always there. Yeah.
Told me all my burdens.
Told me all my burdens.
Told me all my burdens. Every one of them, yes, you did.
I'll never understand your ways.
Never understand your ways. No.
But I understand that you love me.
I understand.
Yes, Lord.
You love me.
For this.
And for this.
I want to start. Because of you,
because of you,
I smile
in my storm.
I smile right in my storm.
Your strength is perfect when I'm weak and worn.
Perfect when I'm weak.
Your strength is
when I'm worn.
And when I'm weak, yeah. And worn.
Thank you for the love you give.
Oh, if you could just take a moment out and just say, thank you, Lord, for just blessing me, waking me up this morning, getting me on my way, and just blessing me with health from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. For he has a blessing for each and every one of you. And I want to thank you for listening to the Gospel Train and riding with me today. I have truly, truly enjoyed bringing you some great gospel music, and I hope that it has blessed you. I do want to tell you to go with God in all of your ways. And whatever you do, share that love. We need love because God is love. And we need to share that love that each and every one of us needs so much in our lives. So I'll see you next week. And we're going to have DJ Khalid. That's right. Take us home with God Did. I got a little clean version for you. But I really liked it, and I want you to see the blessing in it.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop, ooh, but look at us now, they counted us out,
time to say a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make it up, they didn't
think we bow our heads.
Praying that I crash. Those guys, they don't want to see you last. That Jacob, $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner, conquer, divide. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did.
So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God did. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that but Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act ass and they gonna have to kill me.
God be with you till we meet again. Bye. God be with you till we meet again, till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we
meet. You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.